Please kindly return this USB device to Middlesex Association for the Blind once you've heard this audio recording. There will be no charge to return this USB to MAB. Simply flip the address card over, place the USB device in the padded envelope provided, and pop it in the letterbox. Middlesex Association for the Blind, thank you in advance for your help and support. Middlesex Association for the Blind, supporting people with sight loss since 1922. Outlook Magazine, Autumn Winter Edition, 2024 to 2025. Covering Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. This free MAB Outlook Magazine is produced in print, braille, USB and email. Registered charity number 207007. Mission statement. The Middlesex Association for the Blind aims to support people who are blind or partially sighted to lead independent lives. The association achieves this through the local provision and delivery of a range of high quality services, advice and information to people across 9 London boroughs. Contents. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. Donations, wills and legacies. Donations welcome. Donation by the Vanik Vaishnav Social Club. Testimonials, mobile IT services. Testimonials, home visiting, IT and employment services. MAB services and news. Envision, navigating the internet. MAB volunteers. Other news, volunteers needed. IT news, artificial intelligence. Braille Bliss, Braille greeting cards. RNIB Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOS. Testimonial, Counselling Service and VIP Social Club. Mobile Resource Unit, MRU. iMatter, Information. A Clear Vision to Employment. Inner Vision Orchestra. Royal Collection Exhibition Descriptive Event. Royal Ballet and Opera Audio Described Touch Tours. Seeables Holidays for the Blind and Partially Sighted. MAB Board of Trustees. Poem by Tala Mulder, MAB Volunteer. MAB VIP Clubs. Contact Numbers. Contributing to Outlook, and thank you. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. Don't let the past steal the present. As I write to you this December, I reflect on this powerful quote and it brings me hope. The daily struggles are real, whether health-related, financial, emotional or other. While none of us are immune to life's challenges, where there is life, there is hope. This is the overriding message our team wants to share with you all. Through our services, whether home visiting, IT support, braille, employment, mobile resource unit or social clubs, we want to help you make the most of the present and look forward to the future. We are humbled by the lovely testimonials you share with us throughout the year and draw strength from knowing that we have made a difference. None of this would be possible without the constant support we get from you and the generosity of so many, whether individuals, local authorities, trusts or philanthropies. My heartfelt thanks go to all our supporters, dedicated staff and volunteers, without whom our work would not be possible. The new year is a reminder that every day is an opportunity to start anew. May 2025 bring you peace, joy and happiness. Donations, wills and legacies. Thanks to all of you, it's been a ka-ching time. I wrote to you at the end of November telling you the story of Mrs. Patel and the struggle she had on her holiday without having access to a mobile phone. You may remember how she became separated from her husband in a crowd. I told you about how Mrs. Patel was lost to her husband for 3 whole hours until she managed to make contact with him thanks to a kind shopkeeper who saw her distress and looked after her. Mrs. Patel would have been able to find her husband in 5 minutes if she'd been through her MAB IT training before her holiday. Thankfully, on her return, Mrs. Patel made sure that she received some digital training from our IT trainer so that she need never go through a nightmare like that again. Mrs. Patel's story has made me wish that everyone who is visually impaired and who needs it could get the IT training they need to join the online world. We already have a waiting list of people who are desperate for this training. What you did for us in December. I asked all of you to consider giving MAB a donation of £30 so that we could give IT training to another 30 people, like Mrs. Patel, in 2025. After sending you the letter, we were overwhelmed by the number of donations that poured into the office. Nazreen and the office staff spent much of December opening envelopes and processing your donations. I have been humbled by the generosity of all of you who gave us a monetary gift in response to my letter. Because of your gifts, we are able to keep training more people who have visual impairment, helping them to break their digital isolation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you were wanting to give then, but didn't manage to, or if you would like to donate to MAB once more, please feel free to do so. You can phone us on 020 8423 5141 to make a telephonic donation, just have your card details handy, or you can donate online by going to www.aftb.org.uk/donate. As a charity, we are 100% dependent on grants and donations for our survival, so we would dearly love to hear from you. Free will writing service. And lastly, please remember that we also have a free will writing service. If you've not yet drawn up a will and would like to do so, please feel free to phone our head office to hear more about this service. We will give you a code that you can use that ensures that you won't have to pay a penny to have your will drawn up by a solicitor who will visit you in your home. All we ask in return is that after you have taken care of your loved ones, you consider joining the family of givers who have included the Middlesex Association for the Blind in their wills as a beneficiary. These are the people whose shoulders we will be standing on long into the future. Because people choose to leave money in their wills today, we are able to continue supporting people with visual impairment tomorrow. If you've already drawn up a will and don't want to spend more money and time changing it, you can add a document called a codicil to your will. If you would like a copy of this document so that you can add us as a beneficiary to an existing will, please feel free to phone us and we will send you a document that you can complete and keep in a safe place along with your existing will. Phone us on 020 8423 5141 to hear more about our free will writing service or to request a copy of a codicil. Valerie Hill, CEO. Donations welcome. Thank you for supporting us. With your financial gift, we can help people who need us. Losing sight can be terrifying and anxiety provoking. With your help, we can enable people who have a visual impairment to maintain their independence and regain their mental well-being. Call 020 8423 5141 to donate by phone. Go to www.aftb.org.uk to donate online. Donation by the Vanik Vaishnav Social Club. A very big thank you to Inna and Rakesh, representatives of the Vanik Vaishnav Social Club, who presented MAB with a generous club donation of £400. The club holds events in support of up to 5 charities every year. MAB was put forward by Bina, support worker for Barnet, and was subsequently nominated by the club. Mobile IT Services by Tomasz Subertski and Mark Davis. Service user testimonial from David in the London Borough of Ealing. The technology is going so well. Tomasz says I have picked it up remarkably well for a person my age. He is a very clear and good teacher. I'm using a blind shell phone specifically for blind people. I'm now involved in Lazarus, a sat-nav, and I have also learnt everything to do with the BBC, iPods and talking newspaper. Next, I'm going in for a smart TV, which will be better for me, being partially sighted, and the internet is on it too. I didn't think I would learn at my age, but I seem to have done so. I am well pleased with him. Independence? Yes. And this was the main thing. It has introduced me to the internet. Reduce social isolation, definitely. I can now get in touch with people much more easily. It has helped me with my mental well-being as I'm more independent. In the following service user testimonials, the home visiting services was provided by Kazia Cheaplack in the London boroughs of Hounslow and Richmond and Bina Padia in the London borough of Barnet. The mobile IT and digital support services was provided by Tomasz Zubertski and Mark Davis. And the employment support service was provided by John Monkhouse. Service user testimonial from Sheila in the London borough of Hounslow. Sheila was referred to MAB by her son, who was concerned about her. Our support worker, Kazia, visited her and assessed her needs. Sheila needed help with ad hoc shopping and with getting out of the house to get some exercise. Kazia has been helping her get to Tesco regularly and has also been taking her to Osterley Park for walks. Perhaps most importantly, Kazia has linked her in with a monthly VIP club. Sheila says, "I love going to the monthly meeting, because it gives me the opportunity to meet other people who have the same needs that I have. And I don't mean it's a place where I can go, poor me, poor me, but I mean more that it helps me to realise that I'm not the only person losing my sight. Speaking to other people gives me a sense of balance. I always come away feeling happy. It's such a positive experience." Sheila is 91 years old and lives alone. She says she is close to her family in one way, but not geographically. She used to go out every day, but she cannot manage that now. Kazia is wonderful. She brings me home after the VIP club and helps me when I need it. It is wonderful to know that she's there if I need her. Service user testimonial from Patricia in the London borough of Hounslow. Kazia is great. Sometimes I have no one to take me shopping, and then Kazia comes and does it with me. She is a big help. She makes sure that everything I need is at hand. She is brilliant. She will help me with anything that I need doing. I'm so pleased that she keeps in touch with me. She has also taken me to the monthly VIP lunch meetings at the British Legion, which are great. Service user testimonial from Eugene in the London borough of Barnet. Eugene was referred to MAB from the Barnet sensory team after the council had helped him with grab rails on his staircase, as well as other adaptations to his home. He was visited by Bina, our support worker, who immediately made him aware of the monthly VIP club. The club gave him the opportunity to connect with other people who are also on a sight loss journey, which reduced his sense of isolation significantly. Eugene was also pleased to hear about the employment service course, and he attended the course that ran from July to September 2024. He says this course gave him confidence and made him aware of opportunities that are out there that he wouldn't have known about otherwise. He is now in the process of looking for work and applying for jobs. In addition to using these services, Eugene has also started doing the IT training with Tomasz. He is really pleased about this, and he feels if he can learn to touch type, he will be able to regain his access to the online world, something that he lost when he started having eye problems. All in all, Eugene feels that MAB has made a big difference in his life. He sounds upbeat and happy on the phone, which is an achievement for someone going through a sight loss journey. Service user testimonial from Daisy in the London borough of Hounslow. The Middlesex Association for the Blind helps me in so many ways. I always make a list so that I can make good use of the time that I have with Kazia when she visits me. She works through the list with me, and that makes my life easier for the rest of the week. I do the same for the IT training. As my eyesight is deteriorating, I can do less and less, but the IT trainers help me with my phone and my computer. The organisation is very helpful indeed. Service user testimonial from Mia in the London borough of Richmond. Kazia, support worker, is very good. She is very, very good and very nice. She's very understanding and visits me once a week. She takes me out for a walk, which is very important for me. She also reads my letters. She's doing a fantastic job. Service user testimonial from Margaret, pseudonym, in the London borough of Barnet. Bina, our support worker, has also been supporting Margaret, pseudonym, since 2023. Despite her sight loss, Margaret is still active in the world and able to go out. Her challenge is that from time to time she gets very depressed and then becomes housebound. She's also had to move houses this year, downscaling from a home to a flat. This has given her further stress and worsened her depressions when they come. Bina has been instrumental in encouraging Margaret during her downtimes to visit her GP. This has meant that Margaret gets the medication she needs to lift her out of her depressions. Aware that Margaret can still get out, Bina spent time investigating activities in her area that she could motivate Margaret to take part in. She linked her up with a VIP club and with a monthly gym session that happens at the leisure centre. She also got her to attend Eye Matters, an organisation that arranges outings for people with sight loss. Margaret has a son who Bina is also in touch with. Not only is he very grateful for the support that MAB gives his mother, but he also gets some support from Bina when he and his mother have difficult days in their relationship. By helping him to deal with the conflict that sometimes arises between them, Bina ensures that the son remains a supportive presence in his mother's life. The holistic and wraparound support that Bina gives Margaret means that she can cope with the depression that sometimes hits her and remain independent and active in the world. Service user testimonial from Petra in the London Borough of Richmond. MAB is making a big difference in my life. I love the coffee mornings. They are really good. It's important for me to see how many other people are managing their sight loss. I learn so much from this. Kazia is also very good and very helpful. She comes to see me to help me with my paperwork. Your charity is helping me considerably. MAB Services and News. We are pleased to introduce the MAB team. Valerie Hill, Chief Executive Officer. Patricia Odina, Operations Manager. Catherine Holtzhausen, Fundraiser. Shaheen Tupchian, Bookkeeper and Admin Assistant. Tomasz Zubertski, Mobile IT and Digital Services Trainer. Mark Davis, Mobile IT and Digital Services Trainer. John Monkhouse, Employment Services Officer. Nazreen Akhtar, Office Administrator. Maggie Dawson, Braille Tutor. Shayan Syed, Mobile Resource Unit Project Manager. Raheel Razvi, Rapid Response Counselor. Bina Padia, Barnet Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Rita Shah, Brent Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Camila Reynolds, Ealing Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Ruth Gaskin, Enfield Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Caroline Adamson, Haringey Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Alison Bicknell, Harrow Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Joanne White, Hillingdon Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Kazia Cheaplack, Hounslow and Richmond Support Worker and Volunteer Coordinator. Hazmuk Mehta and Mark Hill, Head Office Volunteers. From all of us at MAB, thank you for your valuable contribution and all the very best for the future. We're very grateful for the hard work and dedication of all our team members, past and present, and thank them for always striving to make a positive difference to the lives of people with a visual impairment. Envision. This is a free online resource dedicated to helping people live better by seeing better. They recently published an educational guide to navigating the internet for individuals with low vision or blindness. Our free resource covers the built-in tools that make sites more accessible for people with vision loss. Please take a look at nvisioncentres.com/internet-accessibility-guide/. MAB Volunteers. Meet Hazmuk, a blind cricketer and screen reader user. Hazmuk, a talented blind cricketer with lots of patience and determination, shares his experience using the web with a screen reader and highlights the importance of accessible emails, forms, language, and prioritising content within a web page. Tell us about yourself. My name is Hazmuk. I'm visually impaired. I do need to explain, however, that even if someone is visually impaired, there can be varying degrees of vision. In my case, I have no vision at all. I depend on a keyboard, browsing with the screen reader to access the web. I use a desktop computer and a smartphone for some apps. My interest is walking and playing cricket for Metro Blind Sports Club. I'd always had a passion for playing cricket, but never played much when I had sight. When I gradually lost my sight between the ages of 25 to 30, I went to a rehabilitation centre, and it's there I met someone who used to play blind cricket. He was amazing and put me in touch with the secretary of the club, and that's how I got involved. It's a great game. In the UK, we play with a softball that rattles because there are ball bearings in it, so we can hear it. It's almost the size of a football. International cricket uses a cricket ball. I'm a people person, so initially I didn't want to learn about computers, but just before I was going to retire from my job as an operator, my manager, who was very nice, advised me to learn computer skills. He gave me a day a week off work so I could do a 3-year course at the College of North West London. What barriers have you experienced using the web? This is a very interesting question because I face challenges every day, but I don't give up. I'm very patient and want to complete the task, but sometimes I get stuck, so I have to get help from somebody to carry on. The main challenge is when apps I'm familiar with get updated and suddenly I can't use them anymore. People who design websites need to include people like us so that they understand what works for us. Unless they watch how we use things, how will they know? Other challenges can be simple things. For example, an email with graphics with no text descriptions means I can't use it. This is a big problem with meeting invites. I've actually missed a few meetings because I can't read the time or date or find the join meeting button. Sometimes I have to ask somebody for help and wait for them to have the time to help me, which is frustrating. Are there any websites you find especially accessible? I do volunteer work for a small charity, Middlesex Association for the Blind, and their website is good because it's simple. Otherwise, I'm struggling, to be honest, because even simple things can make it difficult when you have no sight. If you have a little vision, maybe you can see an icon, click on it, and be on your way. But without any vision, simple things like filling in a form can be really hard. A recent example was selecting my age from a drop-down. I selected 75 and above, but when I clicked on it, the cursor jumped onto the 16 to 25 age group, but I didn't know this when I submitted the form. So should I go back and double check everything? Another thing with forms is sometimes I don't know what the question is because I can't find a form label. If I get really stuck, I use an app called Be My Eye. This app has volunteers who can tell me what the question is. Even consent forms can be hard to sign, especially if they are protected. Sometimes I can't win. Overall, these kinds of issues are getting better and better, I must say. You know it's improving all the time, but the problem is it keeps changing as well. What features or improvements would you like to see on the web? Making things easy to find on a page. For example, when I click on a link and go to a new page, I expect the information to be right on the top or under a heading. Otherwise, I spend so much time looking for the information that should be just there. It can really waste my time because websites can be so complicated with lots of information you have to go through. Mostly, I will find it after a while, but sometimes I can't. I must say that skip links are excellent because you pass all the other bits and get straight into the content. But whether I get into the content that I'm looking for depends on how it's designed. The last point I want to add is language, because English is my second language. Keywords are important. For example, I was on a website for a train station and looking for a cafe where I could have a cup of coffee. I searched for R for restaurant, C for cafe, and F for food, but to my surprise, after spending so much time looking for this information, it was under R for retail. Now retail, I think, is a shop like Debenhams, Marks & Spencer's, or Primark. I would never think to look for a cafe under retail. I'd like to see better alternatives for maps which are not accessible. I was looking at a PDF of a map the other day where they listed the names of the shops next to the map, but they didn't say where on the map the shops were located, so it wasn't really very useful. Finally, I want to say while initially I wasn't interested in technology, it is so important to me. Email in particular has allowed me to find so many opportunities and stay in touch. This article was first posted on the 15th of October 2024 by Henny Swan in the User Experience magazine. Meet Tala, MAB volunteer and butterfly volunteer at Northwick Park Hospital. I began my volunteering journey with MAB 15 years ago. My most early role involved visiting a client and assisting them with day-to-day activities. I subsequently provided clients with telephone befriending, and I continue to provide such service. In recent times, I've been helping out regularly with Open Eyes Monthly VIP Club, as well as representing MAB at college fairs. I have always enjoyed volunteering with MAB. Alongside my volunteering with MAB, I volunteer regularly at Harrow's Northwick Park Hospital. Here I am a butterfly volunteer, which involves working on wards to support patients who are at the end of their life. I provide company, comfort, companionship, and compassionate listening to patients in their last few days and hours of life. This is especially important for those patients with few or no visitors. I often help patients by reading aloud, playing soothing music, offering mouth care, combing their hair, or by sitting down for a chat. I also provide silent company or hold the patient's hand. I liaise with the ward staff if I feel that a patient has any additional needs. I also provide support and respite for the patient's families and friends. I very much enjoy my role and find it highly fulfilling. Other news, volunteers needed. You can make a real difference. Service user and volunteer pairing testimonial by Ruby J, Alicia's mum. The service user is Alicia. Alicia's volunteer is Janet, both in the borough of Barnet. Barnet's support worker and volunteer coordinator is Bina Padia. I was signposted as I was looking for some organisation who assisted VI adults. I have a VI disabled daughter with mild learning difficulties. Once I contacted the Middlesex Association for the Blind, to my surprise, I had a quick response and Bina called me and we arranged to meet with Alicia, my daughter, at my house. The moment Bina came in, she was full of enthusiasm and wealth of knowledge she shared with us. The door to many avenues suddenly opened for Alicia. I couldn't believe it. Alicia is 24 years old and this organisation existed all this time, but I had no idea. She ordered Alicia electronics, for example, Alexa, tape recorder and radio, and organised a visit to the group, where she had the opportunity to meet the MRU project manager, Cheyenne, who showed Alicia various VI equipment available to buy. She also arranged for a volunteer, Janet, who is of similar age, to support Alicia. It is credit to this organisation and the people who run it that within months, Alicia's demographic of outreach assistance from various pools for VI departments opened up. All thanks to Bina for her professionalism and her caring nature to assist people in Alicia's situation. I'm very grateful and humbled by the support and guidance from Bina. Volunteers are needed in the boroughs of Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. IT news, artificial intelligence, AI. A beacon of independence for people with sight loss. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is rapidly emerging as a powerful force for accessibility, holding the potential to revolutionise the lives of individuals with sight loss and empower them to live more independently. While the cost of some cutting-edge assistive devices currently presents a barrier, the rapid evolution of AI technology suggests a future where these transformative tools will become widely available and affordable. Already, AI-powered applications like Seeing AI and Envision AI are making a tangible impact, enabling users to access real-time descriptions of their surroundings, read text, identify objects, and navigate everyday tasks with greater confidence. Transforming daily life with AI-powered assistance. The true potential of AI lies in its ability to bridge the gap between the visual world and the experience of those with sight loss. Imagine a world where smart glasses and wearable devices seamlessly provide real-time audio descriptions of faces, obstacles, and complex environments. These tools could offer invaluable guidance in navigating public spaces, accessing information in stores, following presentations, and engaging with educational materials. While current high-end devices may be out of reach for many, ongoing research and development, coupled with the natural trend of technology becoming more affordable over time, promise to make these powerful aids accessible to everyone who needs them. Unlocking the digital world with AI language models. Beyond the physical realm, AI-powered language models are poised to dramatically enhance digital accessibility. These sophisticated systems can generate detailed image descriptions, provide comprehensive product information, and create rich, engaging audio narrations for online content. As this technology matures and becomes more deeply integrated into digital platforms, it promises to unlock a vast wealth of websites, media, and educational resources, making them fully accessible and enjoyable for people with sight loss. Fostering inclusive workplaces and driving innovation. AI-driven tools that translate visual information into alternative formats have the power to open up exciting new career paths for individuals with sight loss in fields such as design, data analysis, and media production. By fostering more inclusive and accessible workplaces, we can tap into a diverse pool of talent and perspectives, enriching both the professional landscape and society as a whole. Moreover, the innovation spurred by the development of assistive technologies often leads to broader advancements that benefit everyone, highlighting the interconnectedness of accessibility and progress. A future of inclusion and empowerment. By harnessing the power of AI to break down barriers, we have a unique opportunity to create a truly inclusive world where everyone can thrive and contribute their unique talents. As technology becomes more affordable and accessible, AI-powered tools will become increasingly commonplace, empowering individuals with sight loss to live more independently and participate fully in all aspects of life. Through continued collaboration, a commitment to equity, and a compassionate understanding of diverse needs, we can build a future that celebrates the potential within each of us and ensures that no one is left behind. Acknowledgement. This article was developed by Claude, an AI assistant created by Anthropic, exploring the transformative potential of AI to enhance independence for people with sight loss. Braille Bliss, Braille greeting cards. The link to Kerry's online shop is braillebliss.etsy.com. Donations to be made from sales to Guide Dog UK. RNIB Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOs. Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOs. Eye Care Liaison Officers, ECLOs, have lots of knowledge on eye conditions and on helpful local and national services. By offering dedicated individual care, ECLOs can talk to you about your worries and give you advice on how to lessen the impact your eye condition may have on your life. ECLOs act as an important bridge between health and social services and are central to the support and well-being of patients in eye clinics. They also help prevent avoidable sight loss by talking through treatment and helping people to understand their medication if necessary. The RNIB's ECLOs are an integral part of available sight loss advice services. What kind of support can an ECLO give? ECLOs are there to provide you with up-to-date information and put you in touch with useful services by making referrals on your behalf. They can advise you on eye conditions, welfare benefits you may be entitled to, remaining in employment or retraining, mental health and emotional well-being, children's services and where to get help, voluntary organisations and local support groups. ECLOs are also able to explain the process of becoming registered blind or partially sighted and the benefits of becoming registered. They can work with people of all ages, but some may specialise in working with people of a specific age group, such as older people. However, all ECLOs will provide you with support and advice if you ask for it. Family, friends and carers. With your permission, ECLOs are happy to open discussions with people close to you who may be affected by your sight condition. Medical questions. You should speak to your ophthalmologist, hospital eye doctor, about any medical queries. Referrals. Your ECLO may be asked to see you in the clinic by an ophthalmologist or optometrist or a nurse. You can also ask to see an ECLO independently, which is something we encourage. All referrals to ECLOs are optional. Even if you've been advised to see one, you don't have to, if that is what you prefer. You may, however, want to see the ECLO during a later stage of your diagnosis. This option is available to you at any time, even if you previously declined the option. For more information, or for a referral to the ECLO in your area, please call the helpline at 0303 123 9999. The following London hospitals have an ECLO service. Great Ormond Street Hospital, London, WC1N3JH. Western Eye Hospital, London, NW15QH. King's College Hospital, London, SE59RS. Royal Free Hospital, London, NW32QG. Mile End Hospital, London, E14DG. St Anne's Hospital, London, N153TH. Charing Cross Hospital, London, W68RF. St George's Hospital, Moorfields Eye Clinic, London, SW170QT. Central Middlesex Hospital, London, NW107NS. Whipps Cross University Hospital, London, E111NR. Croydon University Hospital, Surrey, CR77YE. Kingston Hospital, Surrey, KT27QB. Edgware Community Hospital, Middlesex, HA80AD. Ealing Hospital, Middlesex, UB13HW. Northwick Park Hospital, Middlesex, HA13UJ. Barking Hospital, Essex, IG119LX. Sir Ludwig Gutmann Health and Wellbeing Centre, E201AS. RNIB Eye Care Support Pathway. Supporting you at every stage of your journey. From having your initial appointment, to having your diagnosis confirmed, to support after your diagnosis, to living well with your condition. Helping you to understand your eye care journey, understand your diagnosis, and access emotional and practical support. In the following service user testimonial, the home visiting service and the Open Eyes VIP social club service was provided by Alison Bicknell in the London Borough of Harrow, and the rapid response counselling service was provided by Raheel Razvi. Service user testimonial from Sandra, pseudonym, in the London Borough of Harrow. Sandra, a pseudonym, became visually impaired in the past year. She was referred to MAB through the local council. Alison visited her immediately and outlined all the services we could offer her. Sandra opted for the rapid response counselling as she felt that she needed some psychological assistance to cope with what had happened to her. Alongside the counselling, Alison continued to visit her in her home on a weekly basis, helping her with tasks that she could no longer do alone. One of the problems that Sandra faced was that her sight loss had made her extremely isolated. She'd lost the confidence she needed to leave her home. Alison persuaded her to join our VIP club. I met Sandra on her first visit to the club. She was delighted to be sitting next to two people who were also visually impaired, and they were chatting up a storm, sharing stories and giving each other tips. To bring home to the donor what we do as MAB, I asked if anyone in the room was willing to talk about what MAB had done for them. To my great surprise, Sandra was the first to put up her hand. She spoke of the shock she'd experienced losing her sight, of how much she'd struggled with life and of how lonely she'd been. And yet, she said, here I am, sitting here today, with other people who've gone through what I've gone through. I can honestly say that I don't know how I would have coped without Alison. Alison and MAB have been the rock that I have stood on in this time. As Sandra was talking, she started crying. She wasn't crying from sadness or from joy, she was crying from the sheer relief of having come across MAB. She was brave enough to keep talking while she cried openly. At one stage, the lady sitting next to her reached out and fumbled around looking for her hand so that Sandra could feel her support. Everyone in the room sat dead still listening to her. You could have heard a pin drop. It was evident that her story resonated with everyone. When she'd finished speaking, other people in the room shared their experiences, and the word that kept coming out over and over again was Alison. Without Alison, I wouldn't cope. Because of Alison, I am managing. Thanks to Alison, I am here. The Mobile Resource Unit, Assistive Technology Demonstrations. For more information on assistive technology, how to prevent and manage sight loss and more, please visit our Mobile Resource Unit. For full details, including venues and dates for the MRU, please visit our website www.aftb.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. iMatter, a daily multi-activity peer support group for people with visual impairment. Zoom online meetings and monthly meetups in London. Activities include cookery, poetry, chair yoga, book club, audio-described Zumba sessions, sailing day and picnic break, Tate Modern Private Audio-Described Tour, Neurobics, aerobics for the memory, sports taster days, audio-described chair yoga, social group gathering, drama improvisation, quiz time, mental health well-being group, discuss and swap survival hacks, and listen and sing along sessions. For more information, contact Susie at iMatter. Call 07968 722 664 or email imattervi@gmail.com. Middlesex Association for the Blind Employment Service, a clear vision to employment course. Contact us for more information on 020 8423 5141 or email us at employmentservice@aftb.org.uk. Inner Vision Orchestra, the world's only professional ensemble of blind musicians offering a series of music workshops and performances by blind musicians for blind people, for all levels of ability and experience. For more information, visit https://www.balujimusicfoundation.org/inner-vision-orchestra. Royal Collection Trust. The next exhibition at the King's Gallery is Drawing the Italian Renaissance, an exhibition which brings together a wide range of drawings from the Renaissance period, which saw a dramatic transformation in the way that artists worked, with a newfound appreciation for creativity pushing artistic boundaries. The next descriptive event is on Tuesday the 11th of February, 1:45 to 4:15. You can book these events online or by calling 0303 123 7301. Please call this number if you wish to book with a one-year pass. The event will take place on a day when the gallery is otherwise closed to the wider general public. The following audio described and touch tours are by the Royal Ballet and Opera. Telephone 020 7304 4000. Onegin, ballet on the 15th of February 2025 at 7 p.m. Touch tour at 6 p.m. Pushkin's classic love story becomes a sumptuous ballet with John Cranko's choreography and Tchaikovsky's soaring music. Aida, opera on the 9th of February 2025 at 3 p.m. Touch tour at 2 p.m. Verdi's sharply relevant opera of love and war returns to the Royal Opera House. Phaedra and Minotaur Ballet and Opera on the 9th of February 2025 at 2:30 p.m. Touch tour at 1 p.m. Two Tales of Desire and Death. Impassioned singing meets dreamlike dance in two compelling pieces, Greek myth inspired. Light of Passage Ballet and Dance on the 1st of March 2025 at 7:30 p.m. Touch tour 6:30 p.m. Crystal Pite's poignant work grapples with themes of safe passage, displacement, community and mortality. Seeable Holidays for the Blind and Partially Sighted. Seeable's mission is to provide accessible tailored holidays to the visually impaired community. Amazing inclusive trips with local sighted guides and tailored activities to suit your needs and enjoy a stress-free holiday. For more information, telephone 020-3375-6947 or go to www.seeable.org.uk. seeable.co.uk. MAB Board of Trustees. Chair, Mr. Raj Mehta. Vice Chair, Mr. Bharat Hindosha. Treasurer, Mr. Nigel Liddell. Trustee, Mr. Jagdish Shingadia. Trustee, Ms. Rachel Goldberg. Trustee, Mr. Kazim Katak. Trustee, Mr. Raphael Menekin. Trustee, Mr. Nick McCabe. Trustee, Ms. Joshna Thakra. Trustee, Ms. Helen McGrath. Trustee, Ms. Jenny Yeo. Poem for Northwick Park Hospital Butterfly Service Users by Tala Moda, MAB Volunteer. Nearing end of life, feeling anxious, confused and wary, forlorn and full of strife, hospitals seem dark, cold and scary. A brightness flies into the room, its presence so positive and charming. Now there is less doom and gloom, the sick bay no longer seems alarming. Spoken words so uplifting and sweet, reassure against deathly fears. The care is so much like a treat, moments of joy before life disappears. A touch so gentle and warm, soothing and comforting to the mind. A calm before the storm, from a butterfly, ever so kind. MAB VIP Social Clubs. The meetings are a chance for people to get together and make new friends. Through socialising at the clubs, people who are new to visual impairment are inspired by the people they meet. It's an opportunity to share challenges and victories and to make social connections that go beyond the life of the monthly meeting. We currently run monthly clubs in all 9 boroughs. Barnet. Our Barnet VIP Club runs from 11am to 1pm on the last Thursday of every month at St Margaret's United Reformed Church, Victoria Road, Finchley, N3 1BD. Brent. Our Brent VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the first Monday of each month at the Brent Bridge Park Community Leisure Centre, Brentfield, Harrow Road, NW10 0RG. Ealing. Our Ealing VIP Club Coffee Morning runs from 10am to 1pm on the third Thursday of each month at the William Herbane Centre, 1 St Dunstan's Road, W72EY. Our Ealing Trike Club usually runs from 10am to 1pm on the last Wednesday of the month, March to October only, in Walpole Park, Mattock Lane, W5 5EQ. Enfield. Our Enfield VIP Drop-In Centre runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the third Thursday of each month at the Park Avenue Centre, 65C Park Avenue, Bush Hill Park, Enfield, EN1 2HL. Haringey. Our Haringey VIP Club runs from 2pm to 4pm on the second Wednesday of each month at the Winkfield Resource Centre, 33 Winkfield Road, Wood Green, N22 5RP. Harrow. Our Harrow Open Eyes VIP Club runs from 10:45am to 12:45pm on the last Wednesday of each month at Wealdstone Library, 38 to 40 High Street, Wealdstone, HA8 7AE. Hillingdon. Our Hillingdon VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the last Thursday of each month at Christchurch, Redford Way, Belmont Road, Uxbridge, UB8 1SZ. Hounslow. Our Hounslow VIP Club usually runs from 1pm to 3pm on the last Thursday of the month at the British Legion, Witton Road, Hounslow, TW3 2DB. Richmond. Our Richmond VIP Club runs from 10:30am to 12:30pm on the second Monday of each month at Duke Street Church, Living Meeting Room, Duke Street, Quadrant Road, Richmond, TW9 1DH. For more details about our social clubs, please visit our website www.aftb.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. Contact numbers. Borough Coordinators' contact numbers. Barnet, Bina Padia, 07594 625 215. Brent and Barnett, Rita Shah, 07510 127 893. Ealing, Camila Reynolds, 07387 101 631. Enfield, Ruth Gaskin, 07858 311 410. Haringey, Caroline Adamson, 07754 875 175. Harrow, Alison Bicknell, 07387 101 632. Hillingdon, Joanne White, 07387 101 630. Hounslow and Richmond, Katarzyna Cheaplack, 07511 826 892. Sensory Services Team contact numbers. Barnett, 020 8359 5000. Brent, 020 8937 4300. Ealing, 020 8825 6230. Enfield, 020 8379 1001. Haringey, 020 8489 8900. Harrow, 020 8901 2680. Hillingdon, 01895 556 633. Hounslow, 020 8583 3100. And Richmond, 020 8891 7971. Contributing to Outlook, we welcome contributions to the newsletter. Please send your articles to Patricia Odina at patricia@aftb.org.uk. This edition of Outlook is produced by Middlesex Association for the Blind, Suite 18, Free Trade House, Lowther Road, Stanmore, Middlesex, HA7 1EP. Telephone 020 8423 5141. Email info@aftb.org.uk. Website www.aftb.org.uk. Registered charity number 207007. Find us on Facebook at Middlesex Blind. Find us on Instagram, Middlesex Blind. Find us on LinkedIn, Middlesex Association for the Blind. Are you receiving this newsletter in your preferred format? Outlook is produced in the following formats: large print, braille, on USB, email. It is also available online in print, audio formats at www.aftb.org.uk/outlook-magazine/. So that we can keep our records up to date, please telephone us if you move address or would like to receive Outlook in a different format. Telephone 020 8423 5141. Alternatively, please email Patricia at patricia@aftb.org.uk. Magnifico, the magnifier company. Established in 1999, many thanks to the Magnifier Company for their free sample magnifiers for our service user demonstrations. They offer a selection of magnifying glasses, Fresnel lenses, magnifier lamps, loops, linen testers, and low vision aids. For more information, go to www.magnifyingglasses.co.uk. Evenbreak, a job board for disabled candidates. Thank you all for your support. A big thank you to the Management and Community Champion team at Morrison's Supermarket, Honeypot Lane, Queensbury, London, NW96RN, for allocating free car parking spaces to MAB service users and staff. Special thanks also to all our volunteers for their continued support. To the Management and Community Champion team at Tesco Superstore, Ballard's Lane, Finchley, N31XP, a big thank you for your continued support of our VIP Barnet monthly coffee mornings. Our sincere thanks to the following for allowing us to place MAB collection boxes on their premises. Joe's Bacon Bite, 5 Queensbury Station Parade, HA8 5NP. Bath Road Pharmacy, 115-117 Bath Road, Hounslow, TW3 3BT. 7 Oaks Court, Copswood Way, Northwood, HA6 2TW. Harrison Hall Coffee Shop, 24 King Street, Twickenham, TW1 3SN. Thank you to Barnet Copsall Leisure for hosting MAB monthly activity days. To all our Trust Foundation, borough and corporate donors, without you we would not exist. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you. That was the end of Middlesex Association for the Blind's Outlook magazine, Autumn Winter Edition 2024-2025. This was recorded and produced by Calibre Audio. Please kindly return this USB device to Middlesex Association for the Blind once you've heard this audio recording. There will be no charge to return this USB to MAB. Simply flip the address card over, place the USB device in the padded envelope provided, and pop it in the letterbox. Middlesex Association for the Blind, thank you in advance for your help and support.